podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram, The It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 184. Now, what's my purpose in helping you guys and having you guys listen to these episodes is to help you guys find happiness and joy in living your life. I mean, and especially to find happiness even without being in a relationship. Now, I'm not against relationships. I think they can be wonderful and amazing, but I also want you to be able to be happy being by yourself until you do find a person that you really want to be with. I mean, the way I look at it, I want you to be loving and enjoying your life so much that when the right person does come along, you almost have to think about it and be like, oh man, I'm loving this single life. Do I really want to give it up? Now, today's episode is about, it's entitled, How to Not Let Rejection Bother You. Now, so many people, like, we face this thing we call rejection. Now, for you, that might be, I'm just going to go off what I kind of look at that as. But, you know, this is actually from one of our, you know, this is a question from one of our readers. You know, and she says, she said, would you talk about rejection? The feeling of being refused or turned down, it is often accompanied by insecurity and self-doubt. As individuals may question their self-worth and abilities, it can lead to feeling of isolation, anger, exclusion, being ignored, unwanted, and unloved. It's really interesting. So one of the thoughts that came to my mind as I was sitting down to record this was, rejection doesn't always bother me. If I ask somebody to do something, or if I ask somebody on a date, and I really didn't want to go out with them that much, I'm not going to care. And if I ask somebody that I really have a lot of thinking about, oh my goodness, this would be amazing, it'd be so awesome, it'd be incredible to take this girl out, and she says no, then it might feel a little bit harder. But so when we go to that question, like, how do we let it not bother us? Recognize, first of all, that it doesn't always bother you. I mean, what would it be like if you were rejection proof? And what I mean by that is, no matter what anybody said, that you just became like 10-second Tom on 51st dates, you just didn't care. You know, there's a quote in the poem If by Rudyard Kipling. It says, you know, if you can treat your triumphs and disasters just the same, or triumphs and failures just the same, or I've had experiences, and I've shared this before, but I've had experiences where I've gone out dancing, and there was one particular night that I danced with by far the hottest girl in the bar, and we had such an amazing, amazing time. We had such an amazing time. And I really connected and had great energy. And then there was a time that I was there, I can't remember if it was the same night, but that I asked a girl that was not near as attractive as this girl that I danced with, that we'd had a really good connection with, and she turned me down. Well, it's interesting, actually, because I went country dancing at a different place. Oh, this was probably a month or two ago. And, you know, a friend invited me out, and so I went, you know, I went dancing and just had a good time. But one of the things that it was interesting is there was a few girls that I'd kind of gone around and asked, and some of them had said no. Well, you know, once I went back to the chair, and for sure, like, it does not feel great when somebody tells you no. But even that night, there were some girls that were very attractive that said yes, and there were some that weren't so much that said no. Like, you know, and so it's interesting. We make up all this stuff in our head. Rejection is more about the other person than you. It's generally about where they're at. You know, and then the other thing I learned, once I sat down and kind of just relaxed for a moment, was, oh, wait a second. There's a system here. There's a pattern that when people want to dance, they stand close to the dance floor. And so if you want to dance with somebody, you need to ask them right when they're about to come off the dance floor or as they're standing near the dance floor. I know this sounded really crazy, but I just kind of noticed this and I was like, oh, that's how it works. You know, and so sometimes like we might not understand how certain things work. I mean, there might be certain places, certain, you know, that have certain customs. I don't know. But for the most part, it really does. It depends more where I'm at. If I'm okay with myself and I'm okay with the yes and with the no, I'm going to do better. No, I'll be honest. Sometimes when I get told no at a dance or something, it is. It's a bit like, oh. I don't know. Sometimes, especially when you're in a good mood and you're like, why would they turn me down? Like, yeah, what's going on? What am I not seeing? And the truth is, you're never going to know. You're never going to know why they turned you down. You know, I think sometimes we get our hopes up about, you know, going and, you know, dancing with a certain person or going out with a certain person. And when they say no, because we've allowed our hope to go pretty high and get really excited about it, the fall down can be a little bit harder. It can. But what if it weren't? Like, what if you simply were able to say, okay, and literally just move to the next? It's like, I think we've gotten so, probably because of past experiences that we may have experienced, and, you know, we kind of hold on to some of those things. I really do. I one of the things I call it is like crystallized thought. You know, when I've had thoughts that I've lived a certain way for a long time, like sometimes those thoughts become pretty firm in my mind. And they really do. They might make us remember of an experience that, you know, in childhood or whatever, that's like, oh my goodness, remember when that happened? Now, none of that matters. Like, what if it were so simple as in, well, I have permission to ask, and they have permission to say no. Because truthfully, that is the nature of the game. The nature of the game of dating is sometimes people are going to say no, and sometimes they're going to say yes. And it's interesting because if we allow the no's to get us down, and I'm not saying they don't, understand, there's plenty of times that I get annoyed or frustrated or down when there's a no. But if we can literally just understand, well, they said no, that was their choice. Why would that make me think anything less of myself? You know, there's a great book. It's called You Are Special. It's by Max Lucado. And I talk about it a lot because it talks about how people value, how we personally, we value what somebody else thinks of us. And in the end, the main message of the book is to only value what Heavenly Father thinks of you. I don't always do that. I definitely get some of my value out of, oh, Joseph, you know, you're looking good, or man, you've got a great voice, or wow, I don't know, insert whatever talent there. But it's so funny because I just had a funny thought. Like one time, I mean, I'm fairly athletic. And I can play most sports, and I can play most sports pretty well. And I remember one time we were actually at, we call it home evening, but it's basically singles getting together on a Monday night and playing games and having fun and learning and all that good stuff. And I'd gone and, you know, I was visiting a group of singles that I hadn't visited in a while. And I went and they're playing wiffle ball. And I went and I gotta be honest, like I work out, you know, 2 hours a day, sometimes 2 to 4 hours a day. Like I work out a lot, so I'm in pretty good shape, but I still got a ways to go. And I like to play hard. Like if you're playing against me, I'm going to generally play hard, not like try to hurt you or anything, but like just play hard. And there was an experience that I had that I was playing wiffle ball and I was, you know, just going for it. You know, so I might have taken some balls that might have gone to other people and stuff like that. So that might have been the case. But one person in particular, they're like, Joseph, like, why are you taking this so seriously? You know, why are you playing so hard? Or stop playing so hard. Or like, I can't remember the exact words, but I only remember two things from that night. Okay, maybe if I thought about it, I might remember a few more, but that's the biggest one. Is, oh my goodness, what do I do? Like, they're not liking it when I play hard. I want to play hard. I want to enjoy this. Well, everybody is not going to agree with you. There are times that my intensity is going to be way too much for people. And the more that I allow that, those thoughts of rejection, or even better yet, there's a deeper thing here of being unaccepted. We all want to belong. We all want to be accepted to a group, to a potential family unit. We all want to belong. And when somebody says no, there's probably a part of us that's like, oh, I don't belong. That doesn't mean that you don't belong with, you know, where you're at. It just means you don't belong with that person. And maybe it's just belong with that person for that night. I mean, there's countless stories of people crossing paths various times and eventually connecting. But I think it really comes down to more acceptance. And when our value of ourselves comes from other people's acceptance, that's not a very good recipe for success. The only place my acceptance should ever come from, no, is knowing that I am a son of God. I am a son of a loving Heavenly Father who loves me. And that should be good enough for us. Now, I want to add, there's plenty of times I forget that. There's so many times. Go to Him for your validation, not other people. Because their validation changes all the time. It's like, well, today to belong with us, you have to do X, Y, and Z. And tomorrow to belong with us, you have to do X, Y, and Z. And I think of the show Friends. You know, the friends just loved and cared about each other regardless. Regardless of what they did, regardless of what they didn't do. I think sometimes it's hard to imagine and know and understand that we really do have a loving Heavenly Father that cares about you no matter what. As I've said before, there's nothing my nieces or nephews could do to make me not love them. I love them no matter what. And there's nothing you can do to make Heavenly Father love or care about you any less. Any thoughts that come to your head, because even going a little bit further on this rejection, the person, you made a request of a person. The person said yes or no. You didn't have the person before. You don't have the person after. You didn't really lose anything except hope and a want and a desire. It's not the event itself. It's our thinking about the event. If somebody, like if I'm talking to somebody and I ask them out and they say no, there are plenty of people that doesn't bother. Like, I mean, I'll use the example of The Rock. If The Rock walks up to a girl and asks her out and she says no, he's not going to give a care. Why? Because he knows and feels with his endless energy that he's got endless people to choose from. Endless. What if you too believed that? That you can ask for whatever you want and people can say no. You have no idea why they're saying no. Everybody truly is doing the best they know how, given their thinking in the moment. They're trying. What if rejection was simply a refusal instead of a statement about you? Rejection's never about you. The other person doesn't want what you're trying to sell, at least on that day. Even if that's yourself. I also find the more I'm engaged in my life, I do care less about what people think about me. And truthfully, like, most people aren't even thinking about you anyways. They're thinking about themselves. They're trying to deal with whatever challenge they're facing at that time in their lives. You know, I want to go back to what I was reading from this listener. And they said that the feeling of being refused or turned down is often accompanied by insecurity and self-doubt, as individuals may question their self-worth and abilities. Well, you don't have to make those connections. It's like, yes, somebody can say no, and I can say thank you and move on with my life. I mean, don't you want the privilege of saying no as well? Do you want to have to feel like, oh my goodness, this person's self-worth is going to be tied in to whether I say yes or no? Like, I want to act in integrity with my life, and I would want other people to do the same. So I would say stop making rejection about you. Let it just be a yes or a no. It's like, you know, now on more of a professional level, sometimes, like, you know, I'd go through these things where, you know, if I call somebody and they don't respond well, I'm like, oh my goodness, maybe the next person's going to respond that way. The biggest thing is to become discouragement proof. If nothing ever bothers you, if nothing ever discourages you, you're going to get where you're going to get. I think part of it is like, you know, especially when if I'm dancing and I ask somebody and they say no, it's like, uh-oh, who else saw that? Who else saw that person turn me down? And it's like, uh-oh, what are their thoughts going to be now that I get turned down? I mean, if you could go from every single no, as Winston Churchill says, with no loss of enthusiasm, you do really well in life. You know, you wouldn't get so caught up in your thoughts. You'd just kind of be you and be able to do whatever you wanted to. And I was talking to a friend this morning at the gym that's incredibly successful. And he said one of the biggest things that he's done is just relaxed more. and the more relaxed, the better he does financially. I think that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad strategy. Just relax and stop turning everything into a thing. One person said no, period. Not this person said no, and that reminds me of the times that I got rejected in high school and elementary school and preschool and whatever comes before preschool. If you would just allow yourself to be the amazing, incredible human being that you are, and allow everyone else around you to also be the incredibly amazing human being they are, I think you'd enjoy life a lot more, and you'd do so much better. So my invitation to you is to stop taking life so personally. Most stuff is not about you. If I don't want to go out with somebody, I say no. I don't want to lead them on, and I don't want to spend my life doing things I don't want to do. You know, there was a time that I kind of got guilted into basically going on all these dates that I really had no desire to go on. Like, just no desire. Like, we all have what we're kind of looking for. And I don't have to go on, if I'm going on a date to do service, I don't know, maybe in high school that's okay, but when you're 40, that's kind of cringy. Just saying. That's weird. I want to give you permission to not have to do that. Hey, if you want to, by all means, you can, but I would go on these dates and I would just hate every second of them. And it just sucked. But somebody said, well, everybody deserves, you know, to go get ice cream with you. They don't, because I don't want to. And if I'm hating what I'm doing, that's probably a good sign that I'm not doing the right thing. So allow yourself to ask for what you want, and allow everybody else permission to say yes or no, and then stop adding on to that. Stop catastrophizing. See, all that's happening is you're misusing this creative gift of your imagination. That's all you're doing. So you're saying, oh no, this person said no, and that means I'm a horrible person, and that means I'm never going to get married, and that means blah, 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 blah. I would invite you to start using the visualization, the powerful creative gift. I was reading this really cool book. It's called No More Mr. Nice Guy. I want to be very clear. I don't agree with everything in there, but I just wanted to make that clear. But much of it, probably about 95% of it, is amazing. Maybe even 98%. It's a great, great book. And it, you know, one of the things that was talking in there about visualization and just, you know, doing it every day. And, you know, and the idea that I got from him was, and I've had this idea before, but it's basically just, he reminded me, the more you do something, the easier it gets. It's like, if I spend time each day visualizing specific hopes, specific dreams, then I'm going to do very well. Like, well, I'm going to get better is what I was meant to say. The more I do it, the better I'm going to get. So the more you ask, the better you're going to get at asking. And the more you get told no, the better you're going to get at receiving a no and being okay with it. So I just want to invite you guys to stop taking things so personally and go enjoy your lives. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.